Untangling the Web of Desires. The Tao Te Ching said, "Let people hold on to these. Manifest plainness. Embrace simplicity. Reduce selfishness. Have few desires. Your web of desires is made up of all the strands of information and misinformation that have been built around you since the day you took birth into this world. It is this web of multifaceted desires that drives you into so many different directions." Spirituality in Action. Here is a technique that can help you look at and uplift your life. 1. First, you accept that on some level, you're creating everything in your life. If you don't fully understand or believe that you are a co-creator, you can still use this technique as a contemplation exercise and pretend that you are ultimately responsible for everything in your life. 2. Next, figure out why you may be creating certain things that you don't want to have in your life. For example, if you have problems with your boss, coworkers, family, or friends, you could look at what subtle perks may be coming from those conflicts. Why would you have created a particular hostile situation? Maybe you'd really like to find another job. Maybe you like the drama. Or maybe having other people look at you in a negative light helps to keep you humble, or feeds some dark corner of your own shadow beliefs about yourself or others. In this step, you consider and contemplate what the possible reasons might be for creating certain seemingly unwanted things in your life. 3. Once you've accepted your seat as co-creator, and have considered what may be motivating you to create certain things, then you accept everything in your life with non-resistance and a sense of gratitude. This combination of acceptance and gratitude breeds the very powerful state of contentment. 4. Now, from a position of contentment, authorship, and empowerment, decide what changes should be made in your life. If a useful benefit is coming from an unwanted situation, find ways to derive the same kind of benefit from positive, wanted situations. Spirituality in Action. Giving your stamp of approval. Here's a contemplation you can use the next time you're about to send an important letter or email, maybe to someone you love or to a potential employer. As you're about to put the letter into the mailbox or hit the send button, stop for a moment. Pause and align yourself with the present moment awareness. Dip into the grace of the present moment and from there, bless your letter or email. Then put your message into the mailbox or hit the send button with a feeling of confidence and trust. If you have a favorite phrase, blessing, or mantra, you can repeat it outwardly or inwardly as you hit the send button. After the email, text, or letter has gone its blessed way, pause again and turn your attention inside yourself. Savor the flavor of the moment. Can you taste it? Does it taste like success and blessings? Offer your gratitude to Spirit along with your own version of God's will be done. This practice can turn an ordinary moment into a power moment and your ordinary awareness into the state of mindful grace.